Lord, we pray that your sweet blessings of fellowship would be upon us during this time, as you share with us the things that are truly important to you for us to know. Amen. It's July the 4th in the evening, and we may be hearing some fireworks going off in the background here in Taos. But this is the message the Lord wants for July the 5th, so I'm going to be bringing it to you. I noticed tonight, when I was in worship, that I was being distracted several times by accusations against me. You should be travailing in the spirit. You should be crying and pulling your hair out and putting ashes on your head and be travailing, you know. What are you doing? Just dancing with the Lord and enjoying yourself. That's no way to pray. What's your prayer life like? That's not prayer. I mean, I was getting barraged with these accusations, and it began to get to me, to be honest with you. And I was fighting with myself because I know the message the Lord gave us last night was about this very topic. So I finally stopped and went to Ezekiel and told him what was going on. He said, honey, that message last night, I had discerned it three different ways, and that was from the Lord. And you're just under attack. So I rebuked these things. Even though I had said the binding prayer, I came back and I pinpointed the things that, the dynamics that were being thrown at me, and I bound those dynamics and demons by the name of those dynamics, like lying and slander, accusation, and so on. And it cleared up, pretty much. I didn't give any ear to anything that came after that. But the Lord began speaking to me during worship time. And I experienced him again today. I'm sorry to say that he was crying again. I just held him and comforted him. It was interesting because yesterday I talked about, or the Lord talked about, how he loves when the bride waits for him, and when he comes in to her, that she kisses his feet. I thought that was so beautiful, and I remembered that. Well, this morning when I got up, something very different happened, and my favorite Jesus kitty, the one who always comes around when the Lord wants to confirm that he's talking to me or that something is of him, pay attention to it, that kitty. He came around, and he was all over me, first of all, waking me up. And then when I got up to go in the other room, he started licking my feet. He's never done that before. He started actually kissing my feet. And when he did that, I remembered what the Lord had said the night before about how the bride kisses his feet. And it was just a real tender moment. I thought, wow, Lord, you're really confirming that word to me by sending this humble little cat to demonstrate that love that we have for you, and that that's valid. Because, you know, the devil will try and find all kinds of ways to turn us off. And I thought for a minute, this worshipful presence of the bride must be highly threatening to the kingdom of darkness. Or he wouldn't try so hard to kick me out of it. Please forgive the pops in the background. This is the 4th of July in Taos. Anyway, I just wanted to take a moment to clarify a few of the forms of worship that I've witnessed and experienced. There's so many. These are just three that I can really verify. There are times when we enter in joyously to worship and find ourselves in his arms or before the throne. And the glory is so thick, you could cut off a piece and wrap it in foil. There are other times when travail and holy grief take us over, and all we can do is cry. And then there are other times when we experience something like a glance into his holy face, and we really, really, really connect with him on a deep level, and we become so lovesick, our heart just drops out of us, and we're left an empty shell. So great is our longing for him. The Lord began speaking, and he said, don't worry, there will be time for you to weep and wail. But do you understand, my brides? You have spent your whole lives weeping and wailing for the sins of the world. Am I then to subject you to their trials? No, I say unto you, I will not subject you in the same manner as those who have been blithely skipping along in this world, paying no heed to whom they are hurting by their lifestyles and manner of speech, by their sinful cultures and ignorance of all that is right and good before me. They shall have their turn. Indeed, their turn will bring them into repentance and to the foot of my altar of grace. This is all I seek, that men should turn from the ways of Satan and live holy lives that begets a healthy, God-fearing society. This struggle between light and darkness has played out for centuries, and I am about to put a complete stop to it. No more degenerate generations corrupted by demon entities infiltrating society. At the very end, those who still have their allegiance to a bound and impotent demon god will arise and draw their like kind together, and I shall put a final end to them all. They would have all believe some space-age fantasy undermining who I am and what I hold together by my power. They would have you to believe you are only one inhabited planet among millions. Do not suppose this for one moment, my love. It is a lie from the enemy and totally undermining my sovereignty. Every demon from every place in the universe is about to be bound and will meet their total end in the lake of fire at the last judgment. I want you to believe this with all your heart, Claire. Did I not say I created all other heavenly bodies for light on the earth? The other supposedly inhabited planets are taken over by demons and have absolutely no life in them other than the filth and ugliness of demons and their creations. But getting back to worship, what happens in those times when we are so tenderly exchanging our hearts of love is that you become filled with living waters that are sheer poison to the enemy. Even just a bit of those living waters splashed on them causes incalculable pain, for in those waters is my living presence, something they can never again experience the benefits of, something that reminds them of the glories of heaven they lost by disobedience and rebellion, yet now causes them searing condemnation. Nothing is left to them now but the stench of their own hatred for all that is good. And so they plot evils and rebellions over and over again to decimate humanity. But in the end, and I do mean end, they will all be exposed for who and what they are, and at last be detained for eternity in the lake of fire. Until then, my doves, continue to wash my feet with your tears and wipe them with your hair. Continue to worship, to weep and wail and intercede in the manner I have given you. Each of you has their own particular gift. Sometimes it is tears, other times it is joys. All is for my glory. None is better than the other. All find their mark in my heart and release those streams of living waters into your very being, an unending source of grace and truth. So fear not the times of rejoicing. They are just as valid as the times of tears. Do you really think for one moment that these things originate in you? No, the gifts are from me along with their manifestations. For each one I have chosen a season in which you manifest what I have given you, and according to my needs, I might add. So go now in peace to delight yourself in my presence, however I manifest it to you. That's my divine prerogative, and brings forth the sweet, sweet fruits of intimacy and union with my heart and my purpose for your life.